Okay, this is a very important and core question for everyone, because every ego complex has this issue in one permutation or another, because the ego is made of a conflict of drives. The lower death drive and the upper death drive. The upper death drive, if you take it, which is the drive to Mahasukha, because there is an inherent urge to be in that state. You want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy, but not at the cost of ego death. Right? I'll hold on to my pain and suffering, thank you. I want my identity and my belief system and all of the particularities of my suffering. I treasure it, you know, it's my jouissance. You know, I'm not going to give that up to be no one, right? Because that's how the ego imagines it. Not that it's God that you are, but no one. I won't exist. I'll lose all significance and I'll lose all connection to that which I value and am attached to in this level. And I will suddenly not know who I am and be in a strange new world of consciousness with ideas and feelings that I have no idea about. And I'll have to be open to the unknown, right? To the infinite. So that's why this is called the hero's journey. You have to be a divine warrior and destroy the fear, slay the demon of fear, the fear of growth, the fear of letting go, the fear of the infinite. And once you have eliminated that, then you take off into Mahasukha instantly. And what results from that is the infinite creative intelligence that comes through, that produces beauty, works of art, creative ideas, and capacities to help, to heal, to uplift others, to bring joy into the world, and to make your life into the highest work of art. And it brings fulfillment, which you will not get by holding on to the ego. So you have to be conscious of all that and make the determined decision to not buy into the fear and to let go and not hold on.
Thank you. Yeah, I notice all of these things that you're saying. That there's when the bliss comes through, there's a sense of, okay, it's obvious that this is what I want, and then how is there something that's fighting against? But it's the lower death drive, and yeah, also at the same time, this wanting of I guess the ego would just want a very purified and free and liberated ego, but still an ego that it could.
Remember, the ego is not a unity; it's a multiplicity. It's made up of a number of different conflicting fragments, beginning with the child ego, very infantile self that's in a very primitive state of still wanting mommy, and the superego mommy, and a superego daddy that you may hate. And right, the Oedipus thing actually has some validity in the ego complex. And all of the other superego voices that say, don't do as I say, do as I do, and violate the rules and break free of these yamas and niyamas, and break free of the need to feel like you have to grow and become responsible and be an adult. Why not be one of those lost kids with Peter Pan and never grow up, right? That puer eternus complex that Jung named, that never wants to give up its infantile attachments and never discover its own infinite nature. It's that has to be overcome. But there are many of these different conflicting intentions. And until you have unified them all, you won't get out of the ego. And so you will have to come into the ego as the soul, as the center of awareness, the real I that takes all of these I thoughts and brings them into harmony as a single drive to reach your ultimate fulfillment and happiness that all of these want, but they want it in the wrong way so that they'll never get it. Mm-hmm. And when you have the wisdom, the pragya to know that, and the karuna for all of those fragments, then you will rise.